Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and we are live here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want you to know that tonight we're going to give God glory, honor, and praise. We're going to lift him up, magnify and exalt him. We are going to give God all the glory and honor that's due his name. I am excited to be with you this evening, excited about the word of God, excited about our time of worship, and excited about the love that the Lord has shown to each and every one of us. I pray tonight that you would tell a neighbor, a friend, somebody in need of a word, somebody in need of encouragement, somebody in need of the love of the Lord to shine on them, that tonight we are here, the Light of Portland broadcast, and we are worshiping the Lord God, our Savior. Tonight we are very, very excited about what the Lord has to say tonight. Our very own Pastor Pamela Laws, right here from Mableton, Georgia, will bring forth the word of God, and our very own Elder Kathy Miniware will enter in our gates to with prayer and lift the Lord God up as we go and intercede on behalf of our sisters and brothers in prayer. And so tonight I want you to make sure that you are tuned in and have a notepad and a pencil ready. And I want to make sure that you are telling those that need to hear the word of God tonight about the Light of Portland broadcast, that text message that you received, text it to somebody else and let them know that they are able to listen to the broadcast tonight live. And we will together, united, exalt the Lord. What we want to make sure that we give honor where honor is due, and so we give glory and honor to the Butterfields who provide us with this platform of worship, and we are grateful unto them for allowing us to continue the Light of Portland broadcast to shine a light in the city of roses. And also to Pastor Kimberly Black, who is now the host of Light of Portland broadcast. We love and honor and cherish her for all of the work that she does in the city of roses and all of the souls that she is allowing to be touched through the Light of Portland broadcast. And to our very own Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World International Interdenominational Association. And she is also the senior pastor of Light of the World in Stockbridge, Georgia. And so tonight we want to just thank the Lord for all of those that labor in ministry, those of us that are on the wall and refuse to come down, all of the elders and ministers, pastors, deacons, each and every one of you that put in labor. You don't even have to have a title, but you are doing a work for the Lord, and so I give you glory and honor, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we don't want to belabor the hour, so tonight we are going to hear a word of prayer from our very own minister, Kathy Minnewerther, who will allow the Lord just to go to the throne of God. And after Minister Merriweather brings the word forth of prayer, then we will have a song of exaltation, and then we'll go straight into the word of God. Amen. I yield the call over to you now for a word of prayer.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we just bless you tonight, and we are so thankful, Lord God, to be in your presence one more time. What an opportunity, Lord God, it is to lift up your holy name, because you are worthy to be praised. Lord God, it is by your grace and your grace only that we are here tonight, and we come for no other reason tonight than to lift up the name of honor. There is none like you, O God. And Lord God, we reverence you and we worship you. We lift a hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah in the presence of the Lord our God, for you are worthy to be praised. Father, tonight we praise you and we believe. Bless you. We give you the honor, the glory, and all praise. Father, tonight we lift up, oh God, this nation that we are in, Lord God, because this is our home, Lord God. You put us where you wanted us to be. So, Lord God, in spite of what we see and in spite of what we hear, we lift a hallelujah to you, Lord God. You make no mistakes, oh God. But, Lord God, we do intercede as watchmen on the walls for this nation, the nation of the United States. And, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your will be done. Thy kingdom come, O God, in the United States of America. And then, Lord God, we break it down even further. We pray for every state, Lord God, every state, every city, every county, every parish in which your people live, Lord God, where our families dwell, Lord God, where our sisters and our brothers at break the bread of life, where we grow, Lord, we live, where we move and have our being, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over all of these cities and these parishes and these counties, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, your special blessing upon these places, Lord God. Father Wheatman, every representative, Lord God, that makes the law, that writes the law, that writes in a legislature, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would raise up counselors around these people, if they are not the people themselves, that you would raise up wise men, Lord God, and wise women, women that are holy and have dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that they will be there to pray. They will be the eyes and the watchmen inside, Lord God. You are able to do it. I hear you telling Jeremiah tonight that you are the Lord, that you are the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for you. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, right now that you would move with power on the United States, Lord God, but not only us, but around the world. We dare not think that we have a monopoly on you, Lord God, for you have other sheep that are not of this fold, and they are there. They are some are even, Lord God, sacrificing their lives and their freedom to get the message out. We have not yet, Lord God, come to that point where we are not able to carry our Bible, able to worship, Lord God, able to love you, Lord God, in public. But, Lord, there are those who are doing it in secret. They have to. Otherwise, they will be killed or thrown into prison. So, Lord, we pray for those who are standing, Lord God, and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, Lord God, tonight we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand of mercy. We thank you for your hand of grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue that flows, Lord God, even this day. And we pray, oh God, that you would continue to touch, Lord God, your people and those that we love, Lord God, and those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Because, Lord, some of those people, as the sister says, Lord God, some of those are our family members. Not everybody that we know is saved. Not everybody that we know, Lord God, has given their lives to you. So we stand tonight, Lord God, as watchmen crying on the wall, saying, Lord, save, set free, deliver, and heal your people. Lord, you are the only restorer tonight. You are the only one that can break down the walls and the barriers that the enemy and the sin has erected in the lives, Lord God, of those that not only don't believe, but Lord God, there may be a Christian that has been sleeping. There might be somebody who has stumbled away or walked away. Father, we pray for them tonight. Father, we lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ tonight for your people, and we undergird them until they can get themselves back, Lord God, or they allow you to get them back to their place in God. Father God, the body of Christ needs them, so we pray for them. Oh, Lord, how we thank you tonight for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for every pastor, every lay pastor, every under-shepherd, Lord God. We thank you for every elder, every teacher, Lord God, everyone that good news. That would be every blood-washed believer. Whether we are pastors or teachers, Lord God, we all have a part to play in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, what a privilege it is, because you have done so much for us. Lord, the least we can do is tell somebody that there is a risen Savior, and he lives today, and he lives in our lives. Our lives will be a living testimony of the power of your Spirit and the love, Lord God, that only you bring. And, Lord God, tonight we lift up Pastor Pamela Law to Lord, as we know that she will bring forth the message that you have placed in her heart. Father God, I pray that the woman of God will yield her members to you, that she will be available to you to bring forth the word, not only tonight, but every single day, every breath that she takes, Lord God, because Lord God, you, when you call us, you have equipped us to do what it is you want us to do. So Lord God, whether morning, noon, or night, give us the strength to hold on and to do your will in Jesus' name, I pray. And then, Lord God, we are just so thankful. We are thankful to be here tonight because, Lord, we didn't have to be here, but by your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, I'm going to stop and pray for the bereaved families now. I pray, Lord God, you said in your word that blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted, Lord God. It is so hard. There's so much death and so much pain around us, Lord God. So we lift up those who are losing loved ones, even as I speak, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones today. Lord, whether they're in the church, Lord God, or even our neighbors next door, we lift them up and we pray, Lord God, that you would help them, oh God. Help them to know there is light, Lord God, and that someday the tears, Lord God, it may take a while, but the tears do start to lessen a little bit. But Lord God, there is a love that you have for all of us. And we pray, Lord God, that that love would flow from heart to heart and breast to breast as we stand in the gap for those who, Lord God, cannot even lift themselves up tonight. All the time we couldn't lift ourselves up, but by your grace and your mercy, you put forth those in our path, Lord God, to help us so that we could become the men and women that we are today. We are here tonight, Lord God, for no other reason than to bless you and to praise you. So we pray for every mother, every brother, every sister, every deacon, Lord God, everyone, every trustee member, everyone that serves you tonight, because you are the one that has made a way out of no way. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you, we bless you, and we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And it is by your name that we come, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God, and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Romans 8:28 said, "For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose."
Sometimes the twists and turns, life's road seem hard to manage. The weight of it all seems hard to bear. Each time I fall, God's grace covers it all. Reminds me that I'm in his care. I am fully persuaded, nothing lost, nothing wasted. Every tear has its purpose. Oh, the guilt of yesterday. Destiny, yeah. created to live a life of purpose, chosen for greatness. I will live on purpose.
That have begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. When I passed by you and I saw you bleeding and I saw you crying and I saw you hurting, God said, live.
Rejoice and be glad in it. We were created, hallelujah, to worship. We were created to praise. And I don't know about you, but I don't need one day in the year to tell me to give thanks to God. Every day is a day to thank Him. Every day is a day to exalt His name, for the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to generations. Blog Talk family, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part, amen, of the worship experience tonight. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Ministries, located right here in Mableton, Georgia. And we are humbled tonight and truly excited to be amongst, amen, the worshipers, to be amongst, hallelujah, the intercessors, the prayer warriors, amen, to be amongst like-minded believers that don't mind praising God, that don't mind, amen, exalting our Savior, amen, for He is great and greatly to be praised. We're excited, amen, about the Word of God. We're excited, hallelujah, about what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. We are truly humbled, amen, at the opportunity to share, amen, what the Lord has given me tonight for this season. He never ceases to amaze. I'm telling you, God will never let you down. If you are a willing vessel, hallelujah, if you are ready, willing, and able, thank you, God can use you. He needs you to be ready. He needs you to be willing. Hallelujah. And He needs us to be able. Hallelujah. When I say able, not able as in have those physical qualifications or have those financial resources. No, He wants you to be able to follow direction, because if He calls us to go like He did Abraham, we don't have time to go and pack. We don't have time to go and get permission. Amen. We got to be right. We need someone who's able to follow directions. And when God say move, we move. Amen. In this season, hallelujah, God is doing miraculous things, and there are many of us
that he's going to call to move, amen, at a moment, in a moment's notice, that we're going to have to move. And so I'm excited about those, amen, who are continuing to grow in God. I thank the Lord, amen, that I am saved, sanctified. I'm filled with heaven's very best, that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank God for Pastor Pennington and Pastor Black, my sisters. Oh, my dear, I love these women of God so much. I can't wait until we can get together with that face-to-face worship, because like they used to say in the old church, what a time it's going to be. I give honor on this night to my bishop, Lady Bishop Tyrone Washington, and Elder Jacqueline Washington, amen, awesome leaders in the ministry. I give honor to the Butterfields for this platform that they've allowed for us to be able to share the word of God through the airways. Honor my husband, children, and grandchildren. I call them blessed, amen, to our co-laborers in the gospel. Amen. We call you blessed into Blog Talk family, to which we would not be here without you. We call you blessed tonight. So I'm excited, as always, to share the word of God. I talked with my daughter. It may have been my daughter, one of my friend girls, and I told them, I get so excited about talking about the word of God. Like, I could do this all the time. I mean, it's just so much of God that we have even yet to begin to scratch the surface of his greatness, of his love, amen, of his ability, hallelujah, to work in and through his children. And so I'm just honored to be able to share just a moment of time with you in the word. And we're going to talk about just a little bit about the season of Thanksgiving. A season of Thanksgiving. And when I talk about a season, I'm not talking about November, I believe it's the 26th. I'm not talking about the day, amen. I'm not talking about that season. I'm talking about this season. We have been in a season, amen, where we should every day have a reason to give God thanks. And so I just want to talk, just to share just a couple of scriptures. Amen. They won't be any new thing that you haven't heard from Ford heard before. The very familiar text. Amen. But we just want to see what the Lord would have to say to us through this text. So, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your word because it gives light and understanding. God, we thank you for your word, for it guides our path. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask tonight that as we continue to go into your word, Father, that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For you told us in all thy getting to get an understanding. Now, Father, hide me behind your cross that I might not sin against you. Daddy, that every word from my mouth, God, will be straight from you, Father, to your people. Oh, God, let us be lifted. Let us be encouraged. Hallelujah. Let us go forth in the ways of you tonight. We say that we love you and we adore you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And for sake we say, amen. Amen. The season of Thanksgiving. When I begin to think about this particular text as being a season of Thanksgiving, I went back to last year. I went back to last year, February 5th, 2020. February 5th, 2020. I was laid off. I was let go from a job that I had worked a little over 13 years. Me and probably 30 or 40 other people that were let go. And so I was completely shocked by this. And when I was pulled into the office, as they were explaining to me what was going on, all this flood of emotion began to come. Like, what am I gonna do for employment? What are we going to do for finances? What is my husband going to say? What is the family? So all of these things were going on through my head. And God began to speak to me. Holy Spirit, he said to me, remember what you asked. Remember what you asked me for. Remember what you asked me for. And it immediately came back to me that I had asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to be able, when my granddaughters start school, I want to be able to be that grandma that can go to the school and read with them and go on field trips and go to the schools and have lunch and be like those parents that come in and read, and just to be able to be available to them. And so as the Lord, as they were talking about the things that they were going to be able to do for me financially, and the Lord was speaking to me on those things, I began to get a rest in my spirit. I began to thank the Lord, amen, for not only, amen, reminding me of who he is and reminding me, amen, of our conversations, amen, to not let me get lost in that, to not get lost in that flood of emotions. And so once I gathered myself and I re-received what the Lord has said to me, I began to give God thanks. And so the people that were talking to me, the HR lady, she saw my tears dry up, and she saw a smile on my face, where in the beginning I didn't want her to, you know, I wasn't trying to hear what she was saying, but at the end I was like, okay, well, thank you, all right, thank you, I appreciate all this, and gathered my things, and I left, and I began to give God glory all the way home. I began to give him thanks. Amen. So watch this. That began in February. March is when the pandemic came, shut everything down. Now watch this. What the company had offered me would only cover me until, I think it was like April or May. Well, in the midst of the pandemic, amen, we began to see how God began to provide extensions on unemployment. He began to provide extensions on food stamps. He began to provide extensions, amen, on job. He provided extensions, hallelujah, in places where they told us they could not provide extensions. They began to do things and to readjust, amen, to suit us, because they understood, amen, if we were going to have to stay home, if we were going to have to stay out of the offices and stay out of the buildings, they were going to have to readjust for us. And so now, amen, we have found ourselves in places. Many wanted to work from home, and many wanted to have the flexibilities, and the man in the top of the office buildings always said, no, it's got to be here. We can't do this. Can't work from home. It's not possible in this. And then everybody's working from home. So we began to give God thanks for not only providing for those who were let go from their jobs, but also to provide for those, oh, amen, who needed the adjustments because now their kids were home. They provided the adjustments because now they're caring for elderly parents and they're caring for sick individuals. He provided adjustments for those now they need groceries delivered and they need food delivered. He provided, hallelujah, adjustments. Thank you, Lord. And so in the midst of all of this, what we thought was going to be something that would take place for a couple of weeks, we are now ending the second year. So it has been a season. Hallelujah. And in the midst of this season, God has not ceased to be who he is. He has not ceased to let us know that he still reigns and that he sits on the throne. God has not ceased, amen, to showing up and to showing out, because many of us know someone or ourselves personally have experienced, amen, COVID-19, have experienced this virus, have experienced, amen, all the things that are attached to it. But watch this, even in the midst of us going through these things, we have still found a reason to give God thanks. Take the vaccine, not take the vaccine. We have found reason to give God thanks. Take a booster, not take a booster. We have found a reason to give God thanks. Go back in the office or not to go in the office. We have still found reason to give God thanks. And so as I began to search the scriptures, the Lord began to give me a couple of, began to shine the light on a couple of reasons why we should give him thanks. The first one can be found in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it begins like this. It says, rejoice always. Woo! There should not be a reason why we shouldn't be able to rejoice. Watch this. I know what we've been through. I've seen it. Hey, amen. In some instances, I've experienced it firsthand. Hallelujah. But I still can still say we should rejoice. Pastor, what does it mean to rejoice? That means to get excited. That means to celebrate always. Because praise will confuse the enemy. Praise will confuse. Praise will knock the enemy off his game, because he's thrown everything at us, including the kitchen sink, and we're still standing, Pastor Mike. We're still standing, Pastor Pennington. Amen. We're still walking, hallelujah, in that which God had ordained for us from the foundation of the world. We have not allowed the enemy, amen, to pull us off our assignment. The Lord says in the book of Thessalonians, rejoice always. Then he says, pray without ceasing. I don't know about you, but in this season, amen, there's more prayer that has gone forth on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Twitch and whatever other social media platform. The word of God is going forth. Prayer is going forth, because they understand, amen, that the enemy is tightening his grip, hallelujah, on the world. The Bible declares that the men's hearts are going to fail them. For the things that they see, their hearts are going to fail them. And so God has strategically placed warriors, intercessors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, bishops, pastors. He has strategically placed them on these social platforms, and they are constantly coming forth with the word every day. Every night, whether it be 5 minutes or an hour, they are coming forth and they are presenting the word of God. Why? Because there are many who are still not going to the churches. There are many now, amen, who are now in a place where they have to sit down and listen to God. They're in a place now, hallelujah, where things that used to be favorable for them are going opposite, are going, or as Peter, when he was on the water, the things were contrary to them. But because the word of God is going forth so strong and at such a rapid pace, amen, that I'm watching them, I'm watching the viewer numbers, and they are catching hold to what God has for them. And so when the word tells us that we should pray without ceasing, this is a posture, hallelujah, that we should be in. While we rejoice, thank you, Lord, we should maintain a posture of prayer. Because prayer, hallelujah, is always in order. Prayer, hallelujah, is what provides the breakthrough. Prayer is what continues to keep the open lines of communications with our Heavenly Father. Pray without ceasing. Then I like this verse in verse 18. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So the first reason that we should understand in this season of Thanksgiving is to understand that it is the will of God that we give thanks. And it is in everything. In everything. That word in is a fixed position. In it. It is in what we would call today my current situation. I'm in my everything. And he said, in this position, in this posture, amen, we should give him thanks. Giving God thanks, amen, requires us to understand, hallelujah, that we render to God, we render to Christ what is due. Thank you, Lord. In giving him thanks, thank you, Lord, we should understand, amen, that it is God's will. It is a choice. Amen. It is his inclination, his desire. Hallelujah. It is his good pleasure that we praise him, that we give him thanks, that we allow ourselves to know that in spite of where we are, of what we're dealing with, God said, there's still a reason to thank me. It's still a reason to thank me because of his grace and his mercy. It's still a reason, hallelujah, to glorify him. I know there have been some dark times. I know there are uncertainties in the world. Amen. But God is not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And family, for that, thank you, Lord. We should give him thanks, for this is the will of God. So the first thing we understand in this season, and that it is God's will that we give him thanks. Second thing is going to be found, hallelujah, in Psalm 107. Psalm 107 is going to be found, amen. I told you this is the very familiar text of scriptures. Psalm 107, it begins just like this. Hallelujah. He says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. See, I love looking up words. I began just to look up the word O-H. It is, hallelujah, it is a exclamation. It is to exclaim, to cry out. Another thing it said was to speak suddenly or to say aloud. So if you don't mind, if you need to turn your volume down for just a little bit, amen, I begin to see it, hallelujah, in my mind, amen, as David began to cry out and he said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for he is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Well, it says what the author is letting us know is that we should get excited when we think about giving God thanks. We should cry out when this idea of celebration and thanksgiving is shown unto him. Oh, give thanks because he is good. Oh, give thanks because his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, family. I love it. I love it when I look at, amen, all the things that God has done. My husband and I both contracted COVID at the same time. We were down for a little over a month. Watch this. The children have moved out, so it was the sick trying to take care church has a daily prayer call. We never stop praying. Amen. We never came down off the wall. Amen. Because we understood. Amen. Just like David told the king, he said, even if the Lord don't do it on this side, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel because the Lord has been too good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Watch this. And verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed, who on the line has God brought back? Who on the line has God saved from the hand of the enemy? Who on the line has experienced God's power firsthand? Who on the line, amen, has been blood washed, hallelujah, by our Lord and as our Savior? He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say it. Amen. If nobody else has a reason to cry out, the redeemed have a reason to cry. Those that he saved, those that he's brought back from death, those that he's laid on a solid foundation, you have a reason. Hallelujah. If no one else will say amen, you have a reason to say amen. He saved your husband, saved your wife, protected your family. If nobody else is going to cry out, thank you, God, you should have a voice that will cry out to him, not only because it's his will, but for number two, because God is good. Hallelujah. Because he's good. And he's not good based on me being good. He's just good because he is good. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Mm-hmm. We have recovered because of our praise. We have recovered because we didn't allow ourselves, amen, to be caught off guard. We have recovered, hallelujah, because we didn't allow the enemy to trick us. The Bible declares, amen, that if it was possible, he would fool even the elect of God. But because we know who our daddy is, but because we know, amen, where he's brought us from and where he's taken us to, amen, we don't have a right, amen, to sit down on God. Hallelujah. We should be able to stand. Oh, Lord, I thank you. With our heads turned toward heaven, thank you, God. With our mouths stretched open, with our arms stretched open, and we should cry out unto God or to hallow the Lord our Savior. Hallelujah. Because of all the things that he's done. Oh, yeah, I know that you've lost some family members. I know that with many of us, some of us are still dealing, amen, with side effects. Amen. From COVID, I know we're still trying to get our finances in order, and we're still trying to get living arrangements, hallelujah, in order. Amen. We're still trying to get food and other resources in order. But we have a God, amen, that is not slack in his promise. We have a God, amen, where we understand that there is no lack in heaven. We have a God, amen, who cannot lie if he said it. If he said that I'll take care of you, if he said that all things are working together for your good, for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, if he said it, amen, you ought not be hesitant in giving God praise. One, because it's his will. Number two, because he's good. And number three, Fam, let's turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Number three in this season of thanks. Because it is his will. Because he's good. And because he's given us a voice to shout. He's given us a voice to shout. Psalm 100 and verse 1 tells us to make a joyful shout. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. He says, make a joyful shout. It is the same as the word O-H to exclaim. Amen. To lift up your voice. Thank you, God. It says, make a joyful shout unto the Lord. All you lands. First he called us to redeem. Now we're being called the lands. He says, make a joyful shout. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. That'll preach right there. We are his people. Amen. And if you know anything about our God, amen, anything that belongs to him is precious, amen. In the book of Genesis, he lets us know that when we were created, amen, his likeness and in his image, he said, let us make man. Thank you, Lord. He made us. We look like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I look just like my daddy. I'm the image of my father. And my daddy created me to worship. He created me. Hallelujah. It's not by accident that I'm a psalmist. Amen. It's not by accident. Hallelujah. That I'll praise with or without music. I'll praise, amen, with or without the help of musicians. I'll praise with or without the help of the congregation because I know what God has done for me. I know where my daddy has brought me from. I know the life that I was living before him. I know what he's done for my family. You know where he's brought you from. He didn't say you had to sing like me, sis, but he did say he needs you to make a joyful shout. He did say that he wants you to lift him up, amen, because he has given us a voice to do so. In this season of Thanksgiving, fam, watch this. Do know that it's not over yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why I've come by, amen, just to encourage you for just a moment, amen, to not to give up. Hallelujah. Don't get weary. Thank you, Lord. Don't get tired. Hallelujah. This is the time to beef up your prayer. This is the time, hallelujah, to beef up your shout. Hallelujah. This is the time, amen, to speak those things, though they're not. Ah, God, I thank you as if they were. Fam, this is the time. This is the time. And this is the season. Even as we celebrate on Thursday. Hallelujah. Don't forget to celebrate Friday and don't forget to celebrate Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday. Hallelujah. In this season, we can't forget God because he is still working on our behalf. He's still moving. Hallelujah. In spite of what it looks like to our natural eye, God is still working. And he who has begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He who has begun a good work is not going to leave you lacking. Lord, I thank you. He's going to complete it. God knows exactly what we need. He knows where we are. Hallelujah. He knows what we need in order to go to the next level. And God is not slack in his promise. So family, hallelujah. Understand that in this time and in this season, we must continue to have a heart of thanksgiving. Don't be slack in your prayers. Hallelujah. Don't be slack in your praise and in your worship. Hallelujah. because he inhabits the praises of his people. Encourage those around you to not be afraid, hallelujah, of the terror by night. Encourage them not to be afraid of the arrows, of the fiery darts from the enemy. Encourage them not to be afraid, amen, because God is working on our behalf and he has not left us. He has not left us. Family, we love you tonight. Family, you be encouraged. You enjoy your families this week. Amen. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws and Pastor Pennington. Thank you, Lord. We turn this call back over to you.
Amen. Amen. Give God glory. Give him honor and give him praise. It is our job to give God all the glory and honor that due his name. And to be thankful unto him, for he is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. We are to give God our praise, our worship, and our thanksgiving. We are to be thankful unto him, for he cares for us. I thank you so very much for the word of God tonight, my sister. Because it is true, we need to make sure that we are thanking God Sunday through Sunday, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so all of you that are listening to this blog talk tonight, I want to make sure that you lift your hands and you give God praise, give him glory, and give him honor. Thank him for what he has done for you. Thank him for what he has brought you through. Thank him for what he's allowed you to see. And know that he loves you and that there's nothing that you can do about it. So until next Sunday evening, thanking unto our very own Pastor Pamela Laws for the word of God, I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you and giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. Be grateful unto the Lord, for he loves you and I love you. Until next Sunday, be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Question.